Looping is when musicians play along with their own repeated echo. The idea has been around for a while. Composers like Terry Riley, Pauline Oliveros, and Brian Eno would put two tape recorders next to each other and feed the tape from one to the other. The playback from the second recorder is mixed with the sound being recorded on the first, and the echoes start to accumulate. Digital devices at all levels of complexity now do this in pedal form. Players use their feet to control multiple loops at the same time. Loopers are ideal for the coffeehouse circuit. A creative player with no budget can be their own band. Soloists will bang on their guitars or beatbox with their mouths for percussion sounds. Backing harmony can be a few vowels layered on top of each other, one by one. So looping is mostly the realm of independent artists. Though there are a lot of great loop performances on YouTube by big acts like Ed Sheeran and Radiohead. Instrumental superstars like Robert Fripp and Victor Wooten are known to break into looping during a set. Digital technology has a tendency to make music seem controlled and sterile, but a solo musician with a looper can create daring and virtuoso performances. Looping is best appreciated live. There is drama because a lot of things can go wrong as the music starts to pile up. Every note has to be in tune, and the rhythm will be lopsided if the flick of the toe isn't right on time. But in the hands of a good player, a loop solo can be masterful. It bears repeating.
Support for this podcast comes from Carson Bank, member FDIC, one block west of Oliver on Douglas, serving the business and banking needs of the Wichita area for 130 years, now offering Android, Apple, and Samsung Mobile Pay. Carson Bank, we will always be here.
Listening here to a little bit from an accomplished local looper, Ryan Windham, who you can occasionally see playing around town.
Yeah, thanks for pointing him out to me. I've never checked him out, so I'm going to do that.
Yeah, check him out. He's definitely worth seeing. As we move along into your playlist, you mentioned somebody right up top who you say is maybe one of the first really big loop superstars.
Yeah, this has been going around on social media a while. I think he's kind of a case in point. He's an independent artist. I don't know if he's signed to anybody, but he's getting lots of YouTube hits. His name is Bernhoft. And this tune, Come On Talk, from an album Solidarity Breaks, is a case in point. This is live, which is the best way to appreciate this stuff.
Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be honest with you. Try to be honest with you every single word. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be honest with you. Try to be honest with you every single word. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be honest with you. Try to be honest with you every single word. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be honest with you. Try to be honest with you every single word. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be. Come on and talk.
Thinking a lot since the end of our family affair, and the things that went wrong in a manner of speaking. I should have been more forthcoming about the things that...
For some reason, there are a lot of cellists that do looping. Maybe it's that the cello has such a wide range. They can do really low sounds, really, really high sounds. They've got a five-octave range, you know. And then it's a big box. You can beat on it. You can pitch it. You can bow it. So there are a lot of sounds that you can layer on top of each other. So I started going down this rabbit hole and found a lot of cellists. Zoe Keating is, I've been a fan of hers for a while. This is a tune called Sun Will Set. And she's another one of these independent artists. She's unsigned. She sells her music on her website. And I think it's just a beautiful thing. She's, well, this album is called One Cello Times 16. Here's another cellist, Shannon Hayden. She just kind of went above my radar recently. I think it was on social media also. This is a song called Vanished on an album, You See the World.
Cellos, certainly something that's, regardless of whether they're doing something conventional with it, something that is generally recognized as conventional in the music world. This artist, not completely as conventional. You talk about Reggie Watts.
I'm such a huge Reggie Watts fan. He's hilarious. How would you describe him? He's a comedian. He's a performance artist. He's a musician.
You often would use words that we can't say on podcasts,
yeah,
or the radio to describe him. Because just because some of his songs that we would love to play, we simply can't play due to content.
Yeah. Yeah, check him out. I think he's on Netflix. There's a couple of movies that you can see. He's a brilliant live performer, just absolutely fearless. He'll just say anything.
He really will. He's fantastic. He's, as you mentioned, he's done a lot of comedy. He's done comedy podcasts. He's done television shows.
Yes.
But his music really is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really, really good. He's just got a natural feel. So this is a song you can actually play on the air. It's on an album called Alive in Central Park. It's called So Good, Yeah.
We got the night to we go.
Another one of these underground guys you mentioned, DubFX.
Yeah, DubFX. He's got a lot of social media presence. This is a song called Hip Hop Part 1. It's live in Manchester on an album, Live in the Street. Same thing. I like his studio work, but the live stuff is where it's really, really dramatic and beautiful. He's another independent, unsigned artist that just tours around, does his own promotion and everything. And his sounds are incredible. He does a lot of beatboxing and just pretty much accompanies himself with these really, really amazing sounds. Let your cooler with the flow in a bit. Your fat just a sweet, let me rip out the beats. Cause I'm a motivator when it comes to the floor. Drop the rhythm, everything is secure. Let your last over farm a romance. Get your foot out of gang, get ready to dance. I say, let the rhythm come stay from your hips. Let the fire come stay from your hips. Let your cooler with the flow in a bit. Your fat just a sweet, let me rip out the beats. Cause I'm a motivator when it comes to the floor. Rap the rhythm of it in secure. Let your last of a power romance. Get your foot on the ground, get ready to die. Yeah, another tune that kind of caught my ear, White Light, by somebody named MC Xander on an album Eye Openness. I know nothing about this person, but it's a pretty tune, so I figured I'd put it on there.
So going from MC Xander, who you know nothing about, to another artist who you happen to know personally.
Yeah, Todd Reynolds. We just happened to go to school together. But he's an amazing musician. Right now he's on tour with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Any chance you could call him up and get him to come here?
Maybe. I could try.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Yeah, he's a classically trained violinist. He studied with Heifetz when he was a little kid. Yeah. So he's like walking music history, and he's really famous as a music teacher. But he's one of these people that didn't want to just play in an orchestra. I mean, his mind is too active. So he's just always going around the country doing really amazing commercial things. And then his own projects are really, really interesting. He's got a TED Talk you might want to check out.
Yeah, we'll definitely put a link to that TED Talk on the website.
So this is a song that he wrote called The Solution on an independent CD that he did called Outer Bridge.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll take it out there on Todd Reynolds. Finishing up Musical Space for this week, Mark Foley. Every time, thank you so much.
Thank you, Fletcher. This is great.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.